I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi-Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, if you've ever wanted to meet an astronaut, there's a chance to meet two of them Saturday morning in Barnstable.
There are apparently only two Coast Guard officers who were also NASA astronauts, and both of them are going to be guests of honor Saturday morning at the opening of a new exhibit. It's called The Coast Guard in Space, and it is being put on by the Coast Guard Heritage Museum. Captain Dan Burbank and Commander Bruce Melnick will be on hand for a free presentation from 10 to 11:30 a.m., and that's at the Unitarian Church of Barnstable. Then there's going to be an exhibit tour for guests at the nearby Coast Guard Museum, and then a meet and greet with the astronauts there.
For people who enjoy auto racing, there will also be a special guest Saturday at Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich in connection with an exhibit there.
The guest of honor there is going to be award-winning race car driver and broadcast personality Lynn St. James. She's going to meet with visitors and sign copies of her book, which is called An Incredible Journey, and that's going to happen from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. In between that time, she's also going to give two talks on her career. One of them is going to be from 11 a.m. to noon and then from 2 to 3 p.m. And it was a pretty groundbreaking career. She competed in the IndyCar series, was the second of nine women to qualify for the Indianapolis 500, and the first woman to win that race's Rookie of the Year award. Heritage Museums and Gardens has a big exhibit this year involving the Indy 500 and auto racing, so this is one of the special events connected to that.
20 Summers holds a lot of events in the season leading up to summer in Provincetown, and the activities kick off this weekend with an open house.
This is the fifth season for 20 Summers. They are at the Hawthorne Barn, and the concerts, talks, and art shows that they run have become pretty popular. It's an intimate space, so some of the events are already sold out. But there is a free open house from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Friday, and that is at the barn, and you can find out what the group's all about and what events are coming up. Some of the future events that still have tickets available include a chowder and chili barn dance on May 25th, a conversation between novelist Michael Cunningham and philosopher-memoirist Daniel Mendelsohn, and that is on May 27th. And then there are concerts with Boston-based gothic folk artist Marissa Nadler on June 1st and electropop duo Overcoats on June 10th.
For the past 6 years, Cape Cod Collaborative Arts Network has presented a musical review, and this time the chosen songs are taking them around the world.
Well, this group is known as Cape Cod Can, and this show is called A Traveler's Tale of Roads, Rails, Wings, and Sails, and involves well-known songs used in a story about a travel agency. The organization offers inclusive programs in performing and visual arts for teens and adults of all abilities, and this show features the talents of 70 Cape Cod Can members. They do that in partnership with 8 Cape-wide agencies and programs, and some of those include LIFE, which stands for Living Independently Forever, Community Connections Incorporated, and Palimon House, which is a residential program for young adults with learning disabilities. The shows are at 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. Sunday at Kituit Center for the Arts.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.